selling a little or a lot. Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. You know, okay, it's actually just so funny because what I love about Shopify is no matter how huge and massive you want to grow, Shopify gives you everything you need to take control. Yes, daddy. And take your business to the next level because we're business women. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/bookclub. That's shopify.com/bookclub, all lowercase. Shopify.com/bookclub.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
When you have health insurance, it's easy to forget about your out-of-pocket costs. That can be a lot of money. But are your bills accurate? Well, it's estimated that over 50% of medical bills contain errors. HealthLock can help you. HealthLock technology securely connects with your insurance and flags any overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud. You can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. To date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. So to save, visit HealthLock.com today. That's HealthLock.com today.
Celebrity Book Club.
Who's that knocking at the door? It's all your friends, you filthy whore. Your husband's gone, and we've got books and a bottle of wine to kill.
It's Hollywood.
It's books.
It's gossip.
I'm shook.
It's memoirs.
It's martinis.
It's Studio 54.
It's
Celebrity Book Club.
Come read it while it's hot.
Celebrity Book Club.
Tell your secrets, we won't talk.
Celebrity Book Club.
No boys are allowed.
Celebrity Book Club. Book Club.
Buzz me in, I brought the Cuervo.
Hey, best friend.
Oh my god, Lily Marotta.
Oh my god, Stephen Phillips Horst. Okay, so let's just kind of get this all out in the open.
Let's be super honest because this podcast is all about
honesty
and coming to the red table. So we fully just recorded an episode.
We fully recorded an episode. We invited Wheeler, famous wine guy of upstate New York and the greater world.
We invited someone of deep wine experience to come join the VIP lounge. We thought, oh, we're just going to kick back, have some wine.
Taste some wine.
Classic VIP stuff. As it unfolded,
things progressed. One, Wheeler's hilarious.
And a genius.
And a genius.
And we realized that wine is a story.
Wine is a book. It's like the Bible, it's almost like a sister to the Bible episode.
Yes, it
Jesus,
is.
Because Jesus made wine.
Jesus made wine, and wine is the oldest thing in the world, and the Bible's the second oldest. But, like, wine came first.
And each bottle is a different book. So, in many ways, we just read
five books.
And by reading five books, I mean drank five bottles of wine.
No, we're joking. There's a lot of each bottle.
There's
left.
A lot. Yeah, no. It was tastings. And again, tastings.
Super professional. We are all driving home separately.
In our huge Pioneer Woman SUVs.
So,
Escalades.
What you're about to hear is a full app with Wheeler, where we're going to talk about wine. And again, wine is the book.
Wine is the book. Please enjoy.
We're always talking about alcohol on the show, but we're never fucking drinking it.
I mean, sometimes we're having like one beer in the studio.
Yeah.
I know, and wine happens, of course. But I want to lift the curtain, open the curtain.
Yeah, today we're actually going right to the vineyard, right to the source. We're pulling grapes fresh off the vine because we have such a special guest here with us. We have someone who is an experto in vino.
I would say I feel like one of the most famous wine people in the world.
Absolutely. World is a relative term. In your world,
in my world,
a beautiful world.
Yeah.
All the way from Hudson, New York. He's putting out a cookbook with Lil Debs. Maybe you've heard of it. I don't know.
Oh, I don't know. One of the chicest, cool, upstate, queer restaurants in existence. We're talking about none only than the wine guy, Wheeler.
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 That is how I require
all greetings to be said. I require my name to be shouted by multiple people anytime before I start speaking. It's a pleasure to be here and a pleasure to watch you both putting your money where your mouth is in terms of drinking.
Thank you.
You do talk about wine. You do talk about a teeny. You do talk about a cocktail.
No, and now you're going to hold our feet to the fire and see if we're actually full of shit or if we know what we're talking about.
What if this whole time we were actually like sober and it was like this whole branding thing and we're like tasting the wine and be like, what is this stuff? It's totally, oh, it's just like soda.
Yucky.
Yeah, ew.
Cool, they want a Capri Sun. Wait, so like, what is your impression of us? Like, not to pry, but like, so like, you like heard us talk about wine, or you'd be like, wait, they're actually wine geniuses?
Or are you like, oh my God, come off it.
I love hearing you two talk about going to restaurants and like debriefing all your, like, and actually, like, the appetizers are the most important thing. I don't think I got the right entree, and like, actually, like, we fucked up with the wine selection, like, blah, 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 blah. And the booth was small, and like the chair, blah, 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 blah. And
the full spiral.
And I love it, and also it is like my, even being in the restaurant industry, you're always like, it's just another thing to talk about. Like, there's your friends who are single.
This is the top five topics.
Okay, so like single people and the things they do.
Yep.
Restaurants, going to them, having fun, blah blah blah.
Yeah.
Group dynamics.
Yes.
No, like, right. Well, but
she was awkward in the group.
She was on the group.
Did you see the way that they looked at her?
Right. Did you see
the way that, like, she left?
Right.
Like,
my favorite is, like,
the way she left.
When you see people in a larger, like, friend group, but they're never the ones to hang out alone, and you're like, what the fuck are they talking about?
Yes.
Yeah. Or, like, layers. Always in the group dynamics.
Yes.
Hair layers. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. New outfits, old outfits, haircuts.
Completely. The aesthetic. We'll just lump that under aesthetic.
Yeah, aesthetic critique.
And then I think that takes us to four. And so I guess five is like...
Well, then it's like, then there's people who are in relationships.
Yeah.
I think that's the other thing. It's like, there's single people, and it's like, oh my God, it's like, and then there's like the people who are in a relationship, like, oh my God, when are they going to break up? You know what I mean? It's when are they going to break up, or when are they ever going to find love? And
yeah. My instinct was to just bang this wine key on the table like a gavel, settled.
Settle down.
Take it to print. We're good.
I think that's what they do on Chrissy Teigen's court show.
You know, I can't say I'm familiar.
You don't watch Chrissy's Court on Roku TV?
After a long night of popping bottles.
What really lets me let my hair down.
A little bit of Chrissy in the Eve. Now, Wheels, if I may call you that, you have...
you're wincing at that.
No, I get Wheels. I was honestly emotionally... When I hear the worst... I'm just going to out myself here. Happy Pride. And in honor of Pride, I'm going to out myself and say that I have also been called Wee-Wee, affectionately.
Oh, in
which
bed.
Which is bad. Nope. Just by friends, coworkers,
I really hate
family
that.
Members.
I hate that. Happy Pride to
it's,
whoever.
It's bad. But it was a preemptive wince, and I wish I could have rescinded it.
Hate it. And I'm sorry that I even triggered that for you at all. No, I'm a huge hater of baby talk, and I'm a huge hater
you
of
hate
words
baby talk
that I
over
put
here.
In this sort of baby category.
Finally, someone says it.
I hate the word.
Wheels to me is a little more like, oh, like restroom stuff. You're like, Wheels, can you grab like the ice out back?
Which is where we keep the ice.
You got to keep it outside.
That's how it stays best.
Because, you're like, your cocktails, you're like, oh no, we're doing a chilled red with a little bit of melted ice.
Mm-hmm.
It's this medium because you never, can we just like get straight into it?
Yeah.
Okay, well, I was going to say...
Wine temperatures?
Oh, right. Well, okay, so when I worked at City Winery, which may shock you...
Okay, Stephen was an usher for 3 months at City Winery.
Which is a venue, but also the only winery in Manhattan.
I'm white-knuckled holding myself onto this rolling chair. That's the level of shock.
I was taught by our like Israeli owner. He was just like, people always serve red wine too hot and white wine too cold because the consumer is stupid and they think that like white wine should be icy and red wine should be like roasted. And so a lot of people would be shocked at the like, you know, kind of slightly cooler temperature that red would be delivered to their table at a city winery. And we'd have to say, no. This is what it's supposed to
be. And it's mom's going to see Diana Krall being like, why is my red, my cab freezing? Yeah.
I think my only, like, critique on that is that it's not just consumers that are stupid. It's everyone that is stupid.
Wow. While we're talking, do you mind if we, pop a bottle while we continue talking about this? I just got thirsty
first,
all of a sudden.
Before we pop the bottles, we'll first pop the glasses. I brought a fourth one. Sorry. We can't puncture the womb of this recording booth.
Okay.
We can pass out.
Yeah.
We can hold it out.
Kind of like we're trying to pass a wine glass to producer Ben. And I like to think of it like he's kind of this medieval jail ward.
Mm-hmm.
And we're passing it. Sorry, not to bring up prison.
Yeah, Lily, abolition in all time periods, okay? Not
no
just
cops, not, no psalms, no sulfur.
That's a new phrase that Wheeler has taught us. Do any of these have to, like, breathe?
No.
Because is that old school?
No, it's not. Okay. There's a lot, like, there are a lot of wines out there that do better after, like, it's kind of, I'm just going to be honest about myself for a moment. I'm a nervous talker. I don't know if you guys are.
Yes.
But if I'm like in a new space, I'll be like bah, 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 at first just to get my bearings. And then once I chill out, it's like easier. And I think that there are a lot of wines like that. But it's not just.
I love that.
It's not just for a really tannic, tight wine. It also, I've found there's this thing in wine called volatile acidity, which is you can feel it in the back of your throat. Because acid in a wine...
I'm very familiar with that region.
Oh, yeah. Huge casino.
My eyes just roll back in my head and blood starts pouring out of it. But, yeah, with volatile acidity, when you drink it, it kind of tastes like warm orange juice, where you're like, this isn't right. Like, this goes all the way back. And that can happen for a lot of reasons in the winemaking process. And there are many people that sell wine and promote wine that think of that as just a flaw and dismiss the wine. But there are a lot of cases where with volatile acidity, if you just let it breathe, it's kind of like taking an anti-carceral approach to social dynamics. And if a reparative one, perhaps?
It's a little more like psychological squad that shows up.
Right.
It's a mediator like, in your parents'
If someone's annoying at first, a little bit of empathy could turn them into like a great friend.
And maybe let's think about what these grapes have been through. You know, they've been trapped in steel barrels.
The trauma over
centuries. Well, and also, some of them
have
been with these families, these winemaking families. Oh, wait, I'll show...
There's going to be an air popping sound.
I feel like you two are like the two bad hunters that are like waiting for the thing. You're like, la, 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 la. And you're like,
stag. Wearing away deers.
Hold. Okay.
And then like the cell phone's ringing.
Vibrating. Oh, shit, Tom.
One of you's on eater.
Being like, wait, what's a good like total deer dive?
21 stags. Yeah.
Okay, 3, 2. Ooh, baby.
Oh, God. The release.
So I'm at this now closed down, very chic restaurant in Chicago. Let's go back 2008. I'm there with my ex-girlfriend. She works there. We're dining there for the discount, obviously.
And I'm in the 8th grade.
Okay. Yeah. No. It's cool. I love being a queer elder.
I'm in diapers. Go on. Wait, what was that place called?
Province.
Right. And it was like in the Loop.
It was in the West Loop, which is where Blackbird is, which is where Next. We're basically all the gastronomie that goes on in Chicago.
Chicago's Foam District.
It was in the Foam District. And
please hold.
Ooh.
Ooh, that was a loud one.
Clangy.
Yeah, that one.
Mine clang over here. Sorry, natty joke.
Sorry, I'm a total wine nerd, okay? So stop me if you can. Sorry, just to quickly finish the story, this guy, the waiter, opens up a bottle of champagne silently, and he goes, silent, just like a woman's orgasm.
Ooh!
And he had just gotten engaged.
Wow. I mean, that's almost too much of a, like, a setup, joke, an easy setup. I feel like that's such a, like, a lib tweet. Just being like, yeah, I overheard a man say that his wife has silent orgasms. Honey, let me tell you something.
Okay.
Check, please.
Your life's about to change, okay?
And this, speaking of change, is the last cork that we're opening.
Damn.
Oh, damn, and she was the loudest.
Yeah, yeah, she was a screamer.
Spinner and
no
a screamer.
Silence. No
silence here. All right, so I guess now let's go through. You bought five beautiful bottles in a huge cooler. The professional. I mean, you say, what's so cool is you're like, oh, you know, fuck this, som that. But the utter professionalism.
No, the deep professionalism that there. Well, and you know what I love is kind of you're proving that professionalism is not about a degree or certain language. Professionalism.
A pin on some blue blazer.
It's about attitude. It's about confidence. And it's about knowledge because nothing can take the place of. Yes. Yes. Radical empathy.
The radical empathy that's happening right now is great. See?
Other than the X factor that I have been described as having. I am also an empath, so and I think I really translate that into my practice here.
Oh, no.
Okay, well, spirit is present.
But to be a psalm, not to use the word, but people know what the word means. Like, it is being an empath to some extent.
It's fully, I mean.
You have to, like, someone is telling you something, and they may or may not be using the vocabulary they're supposed to.
I would say probably 99% of the time, 95% of the time, they're using the wrong vocab.
Yeah, but it's like you have to interpret that and figure out what they're going to want, and you have to read for all these other clues. I mean, we read, I don't know if you've read the book Cork Dork.
Yes.
By Bianca Bosker, but. Yeah. Really thrilling.
Also, if you're hearing me drinking right now, it's because
you're checking to make sure it's not corked.
I'm checking everything for poison because I'm here with two very high profile celebrities.
Oh,
and,
my God.
If you did poison us, it would
actually
be.
That that's actually
huge
toasts,
controversy.
That's why toasts exist. It's like medieval times, like checking against poison. So doing a toast in someone's honor is like, if it's poisoned, we're all going down for you.
I'm obsessed with that.
Because I feel like I see that in movies.
And that's why
I didn't know why they were.
Yeah, that's why it's bad taste to drink a toast in your own honor and also a water. But like if so, it's like Lily is being honored for.
So many things.
How can we name it?
Yeah. I know. Where do we start?
It's a scroll that goes all the way down across the Brooklyn Bridge.
Yeah.
Anyways, so if we were to toast to you and you drank in your own honor, it's like, what's the point? Because then Steven and I would die for nothing.
Right.
And you'd die too.
Right. You want to make sure that all of the jesters
that
are dying.
My jesters are dying and I live.
And you're calling us your jesters now. I see what happened. We give you an inch and you take a mile.
Okay, let's.
And now you
reset.
Know why the Magna Carta was signed. People couldn't deal with your bullshit.
Now that we have the wine, would you perform kind of how you ask people what they're interested in?
What color do you want? No, I'm just kidding.
Wow, really, really gruff. Very gruff opener.
No. So, just the only preface I'll say is that a lot of this had to do with a trip to Montreal I took as a part of a bachelorette party.
Obsessed.
And we went to a place called Jeans, Jeans, Jeans. I don't know if you've heard of it.
No. I went to Montreal once and tried to get my friend Sam to go to a gay club, but he was too repressed and he wouldn't.
Wow.
Well, I think he went for 2 minutes.
This was 86.
Yeah, you were, your mom was in diapers at that point, yeah.
You went with my mom.
Yeah, I went with your mom.
Jeans, Jeans, Jeans. It's a whole warehouse full of jeans, and it doesn't seem, it's like Costco ambiance.
Okay.
And you're walking around, and you're already starting to, like, sweat, and you stink. And this guy walks up and is like, do you know what you're looking for? Like, what are you? And you're like, I'm good. Just don't talk to me. Don't look at me. Don't do it. And you go, you pick whatever fucking jeans. You go into the changing room. The jeans are horrible. And then I came out and the guy came up to me again and was like, are you sure you don't have like an idea? And I was like, okay, fine. Like, this is kind of what I'm looking for. He just looks at me, doesn't even measure me. Looks at me, brings back four of the most perfect pairs of jeans I'd ever put on. They fit perfectly, and then they hem them in the store and give you water while you wait.
Wow.
Like, for free.
The lesson you learned was like, oh, you know, hospitality can be a feeling, and like someone can like figure out what you need before you are even able to articulate yourself.
Most importantly, it's that like people don't realize the service they're missing because they already don't know what questions to ask.
Right.
Or there's this like, not to be so liberal arts, but there's this book called A Man's Place by Annie Ernaux. I don't know if anyways,
no, we don't read.
Yeah.
That's the whole thing, yeah.
Celebrity Book Club.
This episode is sponsored by ZocDoc.
You're trying to find a cause for your symptoms.
Achy back, headache, runny nose, itchy eye, wart on my genitals.
So let me guess, you stumble down a TikTok rabbit hole full of questionable advice from so-called experts.
Suddenly I have cancer? No thank you.
There are better ways to get the answers you want and the care you deserve from trusted professionals and not random people on the internet. Though randoms, I love you, and my TikTok addiction, yeah, it stands.
But I'm sorry, Lily, you shouldn't be getting medical advice from some girl in her grandmother's basement in Toronto.
ZocDoc helps you find expert doctors and medical professionals that specialize in the care you need and deliver the type of experience you want.
That's right. Ditch the talk, get the doc. ZocDoc is the only free app that lets you find and book doctors who are patient-reviewed, take your insurance, are available when you need them, and treat almost every condition under the sun.
No more doctor roulette or scouring the internet for questionable reviews. With ZocDoc, you have a trusted guide to connect you to your favorite doctor you haven't met yet.
I love a trusted guide, like the time I climbed to Machu Picchu on the Inca Trail with a team of Sherpas. Millions of people use ZocDoc's free app to find and book a doctor in their neighborhood who is patient-reviewed and fits their needs and schedule just right. So find your Sherpa at ZocDoc.com. Go to ZocDoc.com/bookclub and download the ZocDoc app for free.
Then find and book a top-rated doctor today. Slay. Many are available within 24 hours. That's ZocDoc.com/bookclub. ZocDoc.com/bookclub.
Ditch the talk.
We're going to start pouring wine now.
Okay.
So basically what happens is if you would go into Deb's, this is what, and if you get the cookbook, please wait to be tasted out now by the time this is released. I do a lot of wine writing and we kind of explain like what the wine service is, what our stuff about it is. And one of those things is this thing called wine journeys that I developed as kind of like a survival mechanism, trying to sell natural wine to people that didn't know about it. And it started because at first I would ask people like what kind of wine they typically liked. So they'd be like, oh, I like a Malbec, I like a this. And then it would ultimately always fail because I was trying to assimilate the wines that we had into...
Right, it just didn't work.
Right.
It didn't work whatsoever. And then there was one night where I just like absolutely broke down. And I was like,
just the come to God moment.
Yeah, I was like, if you have a log cabin, they wanted a red wine. And I was like, you have a log cabin in the woods. Would you rather have a bearskin rug inside or a jacuzzi tub outside? And they said bearskin rug inside. And so I got them like a beautiful Barbera and they loved it.
Right.
Oh my God.
Right. The bearskin, they wanted
this
something
kind of
cozy
smoky,
and round.
Italian, yeah. Smooth red.
And yeah. Something I always say, my go-to description when I get to a wine bar is I say, I want a... very tannic, light, muscly red. A red that feels like it's just been on a hike. Very sweaty.
Oh, you love that hike line.
Sweaty and sinewy. And
I'm sure they get it.
They get it. Yeah. They almost always get it.
Okay, so...
what are we starting with?
Well, I think what I'm going to do is ask you both some questions, and then you'll get different wines.
I love that. Okay.
And that's then, so fun. So the first one is, if you had a wine, like, what character in the L word... would you want your wine to be?
Okay. I think I would want my wine...
bet.
...to be Peggy Peabody. I want this.
Musty.
Yeah, I want this musty, overpriced cab on the menu.
Oh, honey, she's worth it.
But you get it and you're like, works every time.
Okay. Okay, I have your bet here. Let me get the ASMR going.
It's like very powerful and yet, you know, very vulnerable and insecure, you know, at the same time.
It's like business suit gets pushed up for the fucking.
Yes.
Yeah, for sure. This is a chill red.
So you pour me a chill red. It's a very pinkish color.
It's called La Part Ouse. And it's kind of a punk collage Sex Pistols type of
very Sex Pistols where, yeah, like
label.
Where you pull out a letter from different magazines.
Or it's like the title card in a TV show in the like late 2000s, early 2010s. And it's kind of animated.
Yeah, yeah, well, it slaps on like
okay,
one by one.
I would have said
one.
Maybe more like late 90s.
What did you pour me?
This is a lovely Pet Nat Rosé by Bojo de Loire, and her name is Louisa.
Louisa. Okay, Stephen, this is, I feel like this wine is very that Crudo place we went to in Venice. Like, it's being Natty Wine, but in a little more, I'll say her name, like Marissa Ross type of way.
Right.
I don't know if we can talk about her.
Yeah, we can.
Okay.
Okay, so I'm getting...
This is like...
I'm getting roasted peach on the nose. Mm-hmm. I'm getting a little bit of sunflower seed, mm-hmm. but like not, I'm not chewing the sunflower seed.
Sunflower seed oil. You're not the trucker eating the sunflower seeds, spitting it out.
It's like I'm seeing a friend eat sunflower seeds and being like, I don't want that. Now I'm going to give it a little taste.
Okay.
It has a dryness that I like. It's a little acidy in the front. I'm not... Okay, actually, maybe I am getting a little bit of that volatile acidity that you mm-hmm. were talking about. I'm feeling it in the sort of bottom back of my throat a little bit, and there's a little bit of that citrusiness that you were referencing. Mm-hmm. I feel like this is a teenage grape, if I may.
For sure.
Yeah.
For sure. I chose this for Bette because Bette's a bad girl.
Yes. Yes.
So it's not a teenage grape in like the Shane way, where I was thinking maybe a Shane grape would be a little more like, it's just fucking fermented.
Yeah.
Totally.
I have to say, I'm already jealous of your volcano tannic.
Yeah.
So let's move on. I'm going
to
talk about it. On the
need
nose.
To talk about your Peggy.
It's almost, actually, it's not even Peggy. It's Clementine, Phyllis's daughter. Like, it's brunch on the nose for me.
It's borderline Clementine, but I also want to bring in...
But it is, no, I mean, it's absolutely Peggy, where it's like, this is, she's serving this
it's like
at, like, a
daytime meeting in her office.
Oh, absolutely. I'm getting heavy daytime here. This is what I would give to a, if I was you, mm-hmm. at Lil Debs. A bachelorette crew rolls into Lil Debs. They mm-hmm. haven't really, you know, they're a little more classic wine, but they're like, they're getting into natural wine. I would start them off as this just for a toast and see who dies.
I would also say if I'm going to be, we're being honest here.
Only honesty in the whisper room.
In the whisper room. That's the name.
TM.
That's the name of the VIP club is the whisper room. That's where the dances happen. So this I would also give to a certain type of, like, straight couple of a certain age who, like, Bon Appetit is their Bible.
And they're 47.
It's like he's wearing the blue French workman's jacket.
This is so, I saw this couple. I went to this.
We see
have
this
you been to
everywhere.
King Mother?
Yeah.
No.
Natural wine bar by me. And
by me.
By me.
Tell them
by
you
me.
Know me.
Oh, yeah. By me. I own it.
Do you know it? It's in Lilyville.
But what's interesting about this wine is at the end, there is this, it's getting like my mouth. It's looking for water because it's dry in this funkier way that I do like. That's.
This is reminding me of in Bianca Bosker's book, Cork Dork, she talks about this thing where she's like, when people say they want a dry wine, they're usually not saying dry as in not sweet. They mean tannic. They want something that's going to dry their mouth
or
out.
Or alcoholic.
Yeah.
So the next question is,
okay,
let's say you two win the lottery.
Okay. Together?
No,
together.
Separately. This is okay.
You're, if we
you're
bought
your
this joint ticket and
bubbles.
That gets so dark.
Uh-huh. You win the lottery. And first, you're super great and good, and you, like, donate and redistribute the wealth.
Of
but
course.
You let yourself have, like, one crazy purchase. Like, it could be, like, a jet ski or, like, a car or a, like, what is one, like,
saltwater pool.
You knew it.
Okay.
Where is that going? In your apartment?
No, I think it's like I'm quote unquote redistributing the wealth and stuff, and I'm getting a house.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
The house is like boring. I'm not going to just be like house. And with the house, there's a yard, and then we're getting
the house. Is this just like insanely normal, just like brick two family in Forest Hills? But then you're getting this saltwater pool.
Why not?
Okay. Does it have a waterfall?
I actually was. I was thinking a little more endless, though. I feel like if I was going to do waterfall, I would just do chlorine and be a little more time in Bahama. I'm shocked by the nose of this gorgeous. It's just your classic. It's a deep yellow.
Mm-hmm.
Not a piss yellow though.
It's not piss. I would say it's a little bit piss of the gods.
Yeah,
you know,
ambrosia. This is Zeus's piss to me.
Girls.
That's the golden rain that comes down onto what's her name and makes her pregnant.
And I wasn't expecting just the crazy summer peach that happened.
Okay, so this is a Greek wine.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and so I was right with the Zeus.
I love the Greeks.
And the label is like these two hands holding grapes.
Mm-hmm.
This is very
and
kind
it's
of
called Papulka.
Classic natural wine label where kind of looks like stationery.
I want the... Okay, here's the thing. The natural Let's wine talk about label the bingo. Pun. Pun is big. They love puns. Child's drawing.
It's very child's drawing, like child's drawing bordering
animal
on,
doing a crazy thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like a weird goat, but it's very line drawing. I would say like it's very like that person in art school who's like there with their like journal and they're like just always drawing, and there's like I just do torn journal pages of like weird goats and like little
and then you
girls.
Find out their parent is like loaded and they have like huge over the ear headphones that they wear everywhere.
That was me being so autistic in my little sketchbook in middle school, and I would always draw this character called Wispy Woman, and she was
Stephen, that was not the drawings I'm talking about. You are a totally different girl. Stephen would draw a full hentai. Wispy Woman had massive taws.
Not always. The point of Wispy Woman was that her hair was her dress, which I thought was really interesting.
I guess I'm saying
like,
you were
I'm
like...
I'm assuming
a,
the breasts interacted with the hair.
You were doing like crazy, slutty,
all you're remembering is
pagan.
What turned you on.
You were being gay.
Yeah, you're being a huge fag. Sorry, I'm talking
Wispy
about just
woman,
like...
I also
would draw these little robot men that were just made of like tin. Like
that's
a
little more indie, sure. If you want to be this indie pins.
I think that you're different than the person we're talking about.
Okay, that's fair.
If you're not latching to the question, I can pose a different question.
What was the question?
It was
not to pry.
You won the lottery. You were an incredible person. You redistributed the wealth, but you got one crazy thing for yourself.
I would say that I want like a $36 million penthouse in Hong Kong.
That's too big. I'm talking like jet.
You haven't redistributed
the
enough.
Ceiling,
I guess.
The ceiling is like 50K.
Oh,
see, I feel like my saltwater pool is honestly still costing 100K. But okay.
You're
so.
Right. I'm my experience with pool.
Please read up on pool costs.
It either has to be saltwater pool or below.
That sucks.
I can ask you a different question.
No, it's fine.
Million.
No, I would like buy clothes.
Mm.
You're like, I'm already there with the money, so it's kind of hard for me.
Let me ask you a follow-up question.
50K, that's like literally just like making less than the median salary in America.
Let's level with me here.
Try not to.
Have you seen the film Ocean's 11?
Yes.
Which of the heist team in Ocean's 11 do you want your wine to be?
Oh, I mean, Brad Pitt.
Okay. Okay.
Well, which is the 26-story penthouse in Hong Kong?
I would honestly say this one is also this one is
the same one.
The same one that is saltwater pool is also Brad Pitt.
Okay,
because he's always eating.
Yeah, it's indulgent, is what you're saying.
Well, in such a
no,
prop,
but it's like he's always like licking a salty thing.
All right, well, let's taste it. Let's see.
One, two, three.
Jumping into your saltwater pool.
I'm getting peanut butter on the nose, if I may.
You know what it is? It's like peanut butter peach whiskey pie shake.
No.
On the nose. I don't.
On the nose, yeah. But then
not
I, tasting, when I taste
no, but
it,
then
I'm
it
not
calms
getting
down.
Any of that whipped cream.
Because I'll tell you, I was scared by the nose.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That this was going to be just like a bowl of syrup.
Yeah, that's
Yucky.
What I was getting.
And then it's calmer. I mean, I do still feel like it's getting dessert wine. I would not normally like Yeah. It's like, this is not for me.
Super sweet. It's. I have to say, it goes down a little quick. I'm not in love with this wine. Sorry.
No, same.
No. Yeah.
No. Technically speaking, this wine does not have residual sugar whatsoever. And what you're tasting is actually the fruitiness. And often our palates can confuse fruit for sweet.
Isn't fruit sweet?
Yes, but you can have a fruity.
That was my
character.
Thought, too. Thank you. I'm glad you said it. Because I felt stupid.
And again, I'm not going to, you know, as you said, there are no stupid questions. There are only stupid answers.
So it's like you can have fruit is sweet, but something can, like, that's the crazy thing about grapes. And I forget who wrote this article, but I remember reading it. And grapes release a special chemical that mimic other flavor things. Obviously, I retained a lot of that article.
Mimic other flavor things. Okay, yeah, though that tracks.
Okay, so the last question is, what is it going to be? Okay, if you could go swimming anywhere, anytime, any place, like, I need the picture. I need a full sensory experience.
Okay.
There's so many pools in my head. Like, I'm thinking, like, there's that famous, like, pool at that hotel in Singapore that, like, overlooks the city or whatever. But wait, that's so cheesy in Instagram.
No, but are you asking us a body of water we've been to, not just we're dreaming of?
This is fantasy. I'm also thinking, like, a stunning infinity pool.
But I wish he was.
Well, okay, that's what I was going
to
say.
In the desert, you know what I mean? Next to this insane, like, modernist, like, you know, house that's been thrown out in the middle of nowhere. I'm also thinking Hawaiian waterfall. Like,
I mean, I'm going to Hawaii. I'm going to the Caribbean. But I'm also going, hometown fucking ice cold Atlantic on the Cape, and you get in there and it's so cold, but it's so hot outside. And then you get used to it, and people are like, how can you do it? How can you do it? And you say, you're a fucking pussy. Get in here, okay?
Yeah.
We're on the Cape. And then it feels fine. And you're just rocking in those waves.
Sick.
Back and forth.
Hell yeah.
So yeah, I'll stop dreaming about infinity pools I've never been to.
Wow.
I'll talk about the oceans. I fucking know.
Wow. You need to start writing lyrics, bro.
Thanks. I have a huge journal. I would love to show them to you sometimes. Tons of journals.
My mom calls it a tome, but, like, I don't really know what that means, but, like, I'd be thrilled to share it with you.
She has years like 98 to 2011, and then I'll tell her to bring those next time.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
So that's my answer. Cool. Steven, what's your Singapore fantasy?
What's your Singapore sling?
I want to be in a sling getting fucked in Singapore by the police.
and a psalm
is filming. Yes, cops. Yes, psalms.
Yes, sulfur.
Yes, sulfur. Yes, sulfur.
You're drinking the sweetest, most sulfurous.
Okay. Also, I'm just going to say... Yeah, I'm not going to say anything, actually. I'm going to let you develop your own opinions.
So you're pouring me this wine that's called Hedonist.
And this is in the Alsatian bottle.
I'm assuming it's French.
Yeah.
Or...
It's imported by Camille Riviere.
I love her work.
When I see...
She does amazing importation.
An Alsatian bottle, I feel like guy... Oh, and I'm not getting the Alsatian. I'm getting... Okay, I will say this. The bottle that you're pouring me is something that I probably would just... In my just kind of natural wine pilled, I want a renegade punk rock winemaker. Mm-hmm. I would instantly probably buy this, no questions asked.
I mean, myself as well.
Like, it's called Lou 38, another good GNC name.
Okay, this wine, I'm getting like a little bit of acetone on the nose, which I love. Mm-hmm. I'm getting a little bit of...
That's also where I start banging my, like, pots and pans about wine stuff, is that you're trained in the wine world to taste for flaws, and the acetone is technically a flaw.
But it's like all wine tastes like acetone a little bit. So it's like, I feel like it's too...
Right, I'd rather the acetone.
Yeah, like everything. And that's where we go back to anti-carceral.
Okay, right. Yeah, bring us back.
Things. But it is like, you know, it's just, what do you like? Because, like, someone's making that wine and someone's going to like it. Like,
then I also get a little bit of old desk. When I say old desk, I mean a nice antique.
I don't think that I brought any...
Mid-cench or kind of...
No, like 19th cent.
Oh, it's like big... So it You are it's saying big, heavy?
It's not heavy. It's
someone's
just the,
writing a letter about why sharpness, women should vote on
exactly.
it.
Exactly. It's the varnish on the desk. I don't know if you
is
want to
Is it one of
it.
Those fold-out
yes.
desks?
Yes. If it were okay. an American...
you know what the desk I'm referring
okay. well,
to,
I was getting there.
Okay. If it were an American Girl doll, it would be Samantha.
That's,
oh, wow. Okay, so this is full nail polish. As someone who just wore nail polish, and I took it off this weekend.
As someone of recent nail polish experience.
I'm getting absolute nail polish again, and it's a trigger. And I feel like if I smelled this, which I am right now.
Yeah.
If I were being the person I am at this moment.
I think I'm going to like the way I look, but let's see.
It's a shocker.
Okay. Oh.
I want to taste Lily's like
and I haven't
punk
even
wine.
Give my... This is shocking me.
Yeah.
It is creamy. I get it. It's like... It's you know what it is? It's a little more like... The bolognese isn't made yet, but
completely.
We're midway through.
Okay.
Yep. This is the sauce. The
Wait,
sauce
that's
is
actually
not
so
done.
Genius, because sometimes when you taste you're the right. sauce, you're like, there's something a little bit sharp about it that's yeah. like a little off.
Yeah.
That's like almost.
And you're like, okay, I need to put in the milk. Yeah. And then we're stirring a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
This is, I think, a good wine to drink while making the heavy pasta.
This is the wine that, like, in the cookbook. Which actually, if you do order the Please Wait to Be Tasted cookbook by Lil Deb's Oasis.
And is that available on Amazon or wherever books are sold?
Local
correct.
Bookstores?
I would strongly recommend placing an order with Spotty Dog Books, which is our local bookstore in Hudson, New York.
Love that. And do they ship internationally? I am located in Hong Kong.
Canada?
This wine is...
oh my God. Wait, okay, Lily. The Lou 38, so this like the very punk wine,
we
it kind of has this
gotten,
magic hat-ass
yeah.
kind of label. Like
For the, sure, the, magic hat.
Wow. The nose is...
Also, again, peachy.
Insanely peachy.
Yeah.
The
Snapple peachy to the boots.
Here. I'm and smelling
then it's,
Snapple.
But it's less Snapple-y than the other one.
Yeah.
And it
I would
also
say the
is
first
quick.
One is more like lemon Snapple, and this one is maybe peach Snapple.
Well, when I used to drink Snapple, and I haven't had one in years.
This is so...
Can you imagine if I pulled
I would
Snapples
go.
Out of the cooler right now?
To me, this is so kombucha forward that it's a little tough for me.
See, and that is, I was going to say, the Lou, like, I am more of a, like, when I'm going to a store, I mean, like, can I get, like, your funkiest, weirdest, barnyardiest?
But this isn't funky because I'm not getting any, like, it's not making my,
well,
my stomach go, like, you know what I mean? Like, a super funky wine to me should, like, make me want to throw up. It's so insane. And I love that. But, like, it should, like, be painful going down because it's so acidic.
Yeah.
Like,
I think this is something you bring out, actually.
Easy peasy.
It's towards the end of the night.
I think it is kombucha.
This is, if I were, I'm going to be honest, in this showing, I think that what is missing is like a beautiful, elegant, austere white wine.
I was about yes. to say that, yes. And I wasn't, but I'm going
to
call you that. But...
Not to...
No, oh yeah, okay. Or like a white burgundy. Like, the truth is that I'm just going to come out and say it. I have been drinking Chardonnays recently.
Well, Chardonnay is a beautiful grape.
Yeah,
I'm just gonna. I need to
okay,
get to
yeah.
know the Lewis
this one. I think we should retaste that one
yeah, I think
because it needed to come up to temperature. And this is a note about temperature, which is why drinking wine with people is really important. Is because there's never any right answers, and this one was as cold as the others when it came out, and it had
in
much less character.
I think this is my favorite. I think the punk like. Collage.
I agree.
Magazine one is my favorite because it's sitting
the kitchen sink.
And what we're talking about for
and,
our listeners
and I'm surprised
is
that
the,
I said that because I felt like you said that it was bad because it was so kitchen sink, but I'm kind of like,
well, that was the 50 grape blend.
It's
also
not bad because it's kitchen sink, but it started off. This is the bet wine,
everyone.
This is the bet wine, and this is exactly what I was talking about with volatile acidity, where if you open something up and let it mellow out, you might get to know it better.
Celebrity Book Club.
This week on the VIP Lounge, we have something very special. We're digging deep into the CBC archives. Tell them what we're going to read.
We are pulling out an old episode where we read Pete Buttigieg's memoir. That's right. You know him as the Secretary of Transportation, but back then he was just a gay candidate for president. And we are tearing him a new one. So that's going to be a full episode from The Vault airing this Friday on the VIP Lounge. You're definitely going to want to subscribe to get that.
Oh, dead stock.
Tell them where they're going to go, Lil.
Oh, yeah. They're going to go to patreon.com/CBC the pod, baby.
Boom.
Segment grapes.
How does she live? Okay, what does she eat? So what let's go through
let's
the
just
bottles.
Do okay, so let's just start with the Lou 38.
Let's line them up so we just
Lou 38.
So Lou 38, again, this is the magic hat label.
It's vegan, maybe. I think it's like a little bit. Is it crazy to say buffalo cauliflower?
Oh, it is. It's doing like it actually is eating vegan in that way that's like
naughty.
So heavy and naughty.
As the French say,
like,
trash.
It's just like fried cauliflower covered in so much buffalo mayo.
I'm going to say that the Lou 38 is like one of those concerning TikTok communes where you're like, are they getting their nutrients?
Yeah.
And then like when they're having dinner with their parents that are wealthy, they get the buffalo cauliflower.
Okay. And if I may ask, if you were to pair this with something featured in the Little Deb's cookbook now on sale.
Ooh, baby.
What would you pair it with?
I think I would do it with the...
You're like, never read the book.
No, I would do it probably with... the salchipapas, which are like salchipapas bravas, which are like a fried potato hot dog pickled chili like extravaganza.
Totally. I mean, because okay. It is giving beer vibes in this way. And yeah. I've weirdly, can I confess something to you?
Say it.
I mean, I feel like I've been in less of a natural wine place and more in a craft beer place lately.
Okay, well, yeah. You do live in Ditmas.
This is in the rule of threes.
And as I said, I went to a natural wine bar in Ditmas yesterday where I saw an older couple in a blazer.
In the rule of threes, shout out to my boyfriend Andy. He will stop by the gas station and get what I call his man beers. And
are they tall matte labels as well?
It depends on his mood. He's a Sagittarius, so he likes adventure.
Okay.
Also he likes to try new things. I knew we were connecting.
Yeah.
Okay.
What about you,
literally
Steven?
Get a room. So I'm moving on in terms of how does she
disgusted.
Eat. I'm actually completely disgusted by how weirdly erotic this has gotten. I'm moving on to the Greek wine. The nose again. The nose is now giving me like full sandwich. Like I'm just like
sweet
so,
green.
Also, how does she live how with the Greek wine? Low bad to me.
Oh, major. Major, like, the pallets, like the wooden pallets,
just floor, pushed which
together.
Which I love.
Books stacked up, no bookshelves, books stacked up on the floor.
And I do think that she is a little bit cottagecore.
Incredible. Do we want to move on to Louisa?
Yeah, let's move on to Louisa.
So Louisa, this is the kind of orange that, like, Lily tried initially that has this, like, really childish
sparkling
cookie.
Rosé.
Yeah, it's like crayon almost. And
we
I
said
mean,
brunch.
And this is the one where I was like, this is kava. I'm drinking kava.
I mean, this to me...
You made me go full whale sound there.
I'm almost just like, she lives in...
Sorry. I'm going to actually blow your mind for a second. This is a Portuguese guy who is 5'7", who is dating an American brunette who is 5'9", that he met, and she works in marketing, whatever. They live in Chicago. And he's just, like, very, like, short-sleeve Henry.
You're almost there for me, but it's California. It's not
I need
Chicago.
I need to say something completely different to everyone here, which is that I think that this is, like, not a Grimes and Elon couple vibe, but, like, one of them is tech. Like, one of them is the money, and one of them is the, like...
That's what I'm saying. Creative. I think Lauren is the money. I think Lauren were... And, like, and this is this her, like, Portuguese short boyfriend, but like,
that's what I'm
he's
saying.
So fun, and she likes him.
What
but,
I
like,
originally said about this wine, that this is the crudo place we went to in Venice, I think they own a restaurant with a live DJ in California.
I don't think this wine has the grit to own a restaurant.
I agree. I think that's what I'm saying. I think he's sitting at the apartment. Like,
I would say that
FaceTiming
like,
his mom on his massive Samsung every day while she's at work.
These are more like... there's like a certain type of person.
Sorry,
in the
way
industry.
I'm right, the way I'm literally correct.
No, okay,
no, but I'm
no,
gonna
sorry.
Fight you
Wheeler
because I'm
was
a
right
tourist.
With the grit.
I'm standing my ground here, which is that I personally believe about this wine that this is the type of. It's a compromise here. It's the couple.
I guess the couple,
but it's not a restaurant. It's like a fake influencer food project, and they do they cook one thing like a year.
Oh wait, that's so true.
And they're
true.
Super stressed. The whole time.
And just like they're both on their lats. I think he's a little more like she's like
and there's always
babe,
pictures
can we
of
talk?
Her. She's big hat. And he's also big hat but smaller.
And he's like, okay, I'm emailing with our purveyors right now.
They're more influencer than I was.
And he knows how to get the tinned fish. And she's tinfish.
And she's
She's clog. She's clog
and
she's tinfish.
That's what keeps them fucking is that he orders tinfish from like someone he knows and he gets a really good price for the like Morello Sardinos.
You've
like,
added
in
another
olive oil.
Layer of pathos to this, which I'm very interested by. And I do see the sort of ersatz quality of this wine where it's trying to be someone that it is not. And I get that and I appreciate
ersatz. Well, I don't know if they're trying to be someone that they're not. I think that they're truly what they are. I just don't think that they see what they are.
Yes.
Well, that I feel like that is a bit the same thing though, because they are, I think they're pretending that they have this like incredibly interesting like food pop up every 2 weeks, but it is, as you said, like they're doing this one like cannellini bean a year. Like, and here's our bean. Here's our annual
Wait,
bean.
By the way, sorry, these beans I had
is annual bean. It
these
is
beans I had last bean. Night. Ready for this? This is how they were built.
Paint the picture with the fava, the aquafaba.
Brothy beans in parentheses by Jen.
Stop.
Yeah. By Jen.
Wait, did you get to meet Jen?
Where was this?
This is the Natural Wine Bar in Lilyville.
Brothy by Beans Lily. By Jen.
Natural Wine by Lily. Brothy Beans by Jen.
Wait, not this brothery in Lilyville. Wait.
So and it's like, why isn't like, everything else by Jen?
Sorry.
Why
they were like,
wait,
no, this,
Lil, I need you to finish
this is
that.
Not Allison Roman's Brothy Beans. These are Jen's beans.
And guess who was sitting next to me with her new husband?
Well, not Roman, because they're not married.
Some bitch.
Jen.
Really? Oh, no.
What if she's listening right now? Jen, I love you.
Okay, the hedonist, this French bitch, this tall French bitch that smelled like acetone to me. This is old desk. So I think that
let's give her another whiff.
Okay, the desk is moving into the 20th century.
To me, can I go?
Yes.
A lot of mental illness.
The way I saw my mom in your face, that was so parent to be like, a lot of mental illness.
Well, I feel like maybe our mothers would connect. My mom starts
our moms
every...
would, I think our moms would like, eyes roll back in the head, levitate off the ground.
Like my mom starts any story about anyone as this. Working class Chinese mother, tons of schizophrenia on the father's side, microchemist, went to Harvard, met her husband, sexless marriage.
My mom starts with she starts with a face, which this is bad for podcasts, but she just goes.
I love prefacing an expression with "this is bad for podcast."
I've got a face for radio, but and then she goes, "I've been really worried about her."
Oh God!
So,
I mean, mom's
this wine, a lot of mental illness,
and I think it's someone who's and of course she's beautiful, and everyone's like, "Oh,
can I say something?"
Yeah, Karine,
huge canvas photo print, Marilyn Monroe, black and white.
Oh, wow,
I think she's classier than that.
No,
sorry.
I actually agree. That's so cheesy because she's actually
because it's not Eiffel Tower,
no,
but it is
Marilyn Monroe, like from IKEA.
No, it's not IKEA. It's more expensive, but it's in the way that rich people can be so into Marilyn Monroe still.
Yeah, yes. Because she's being like, I need one big pop art piece here, and it's not that she lives in an Airbnb, which would be the fake Eiffel Tower thing.
No,
it is a little bit more. If I may, I don't think she listens to the pod. Tara Reid, who I adore, but who I Skyped with her once.
I don't think she listens to the pod.
Quote Steven, I don't think she listens to this pod, Tara Reid.
Honestly, I'm great imagining... merch idea for you guys, just a photo of Tara Reid on a white shirt with I don't think she listens to the pod.
That's genius.
I have the capitalism disease. It's
okay, merch head. But I did Skype with her once, and I saw the inside of her apartment, and there were like... full, it was so cheesy girl, like that, like Bobby Trendy, like,
yeah. You know what, guys?
Marilyn.
I was so non-bored because I was just smelling the wine.
So non-bored is very like five non-blondes or whatever.
Yeah, I'm so non-bored because I was just smelling the wine and the
you're
acetone.
You're non-bordinary?
And I'm non-bordinary. Lily 38.
I'm really sorry.
Too far.
An underhanded pitch and I had to deal with it. I just had to sort it out. It landed on my desk, and that's all I had
really
to do.
Really defines non-bordinary.
I'm always like, I never get bored.
You literally don't get bored. Yeah, Parker in front of the Roku channel where it's just like the
The city.
And like, I can have tons of ideas going on.
You start being like, just a guy like me in the big city.
I'm like, New York.
Lilyville.
Too far.
Roku City is Lilyville. Anyway, I tasted the wine again, and I'm on board with the Marilyn Monroe thing. It was so nail polish, like, girl for me in this Tribeca loft that's empty, and she's just, like, eating nothing. And then when I tasted it, I was like, oh, right, this is weirdly, like, milky in Hershey's. And she has Marilyn Monroe.
It's like she has a pet bunny.
I'm a little torn now. I'm almost thinking maybe
Porch
now
swing.
The punk is my favorite.
Yeah. I said that originally.
Oh, the punk, I thought you were talking about the Alsatian.
No.
The punk needed to come up to temperature.
No, not Mr. Depressed Girl.
Ouze. Well, you're actually the Frenchie. How would you say this?
La part ouze.
Yes, I was right.
La part ouze.
You know what this wine is?
Ouze.
That like French 80s like power pop punk song. Un, deux, trois, like le plastic. I can't sing.
You're so right. It's also like that type of straight couple where, like, they're not queer, but they've decided that they, like, live in a different decade and they both dress coordinated.
Yes.
And, like, it's like a neckerchief. It's like a
neck. Thank you for saying that, because that is such a weird thing where they're being like, okay, so you're both, like, in a painting. Like, you're both.
They've chosen to romanticize
their lives
together.
Beyond just, like, a rockabilly
together.
Couple. Like, it's like the
rockabilly. It's not rockabilly. It's like the guy,
but this is
the guy has
rockabilly.
A piece of hay in his
it
mouth.
It could be.
And she has a gingham dress, and you're like, you're
I think, oh,
really
this wine.
Rockabilly is a major part
the girl
of Bay Area
is
culture.
Owning possibly a vintage store. This wine owns
no,
a
I'm getting
store.
Gingham for sure. I think she's in gingham, and I think he is in hat.
I don't think.
You don't think they're doing a little bit of like
he is hat. I don't know if they own a vintage store, just in the sense of like I think that
they're just shopping at the
live
vintage store. They
vintage
just yes.
store. They like all the vintage store proprietors know them by name immediately. They are like
they
the
walk
king
in,
and queen.
They
it's
pull
like
stuff.
The Ritz for them.
But at
every
the end of
store.
The day, maybe he's in post production.
Or he's like he's not a costume designer, but he's like a props guy. Mm. You know,
yes,
like he's
art department
for sure. Art department.
I love that for a man.
And she's like she like
it's one of the hottest jobs for a straight
she
guy.
She like illustrates children's books. I think that when men, a certain type of man who works in production is one of the hottest types of straight men because it means that they have almost no pride and are okay with being told what to do and have
but
a certain
like
level of
strong
empathy
and can do a bunch of skills
and can solve problems.
Yeah, which is what you need them for.
But it doesn't go to their head.
Okay, who are you in the book? I would say, I'm going to just come out and say, I do feel like I am what I originally called as the Lauren of the girlfriend of the Portuguese 5'8 guy. I am Louisa, like, from... No, I'm the girl of her. Like, he is the...
You're the girl the of
eight.
Her.
I'm the girl of her. He is the Portuguese...
Beautiful book title.
She's the girl of her. Like, she's the 5'8 Portuguese guy, and, like, I'm dating him, and I'm like, I'm obsessed with my 5'8 Portuguese man. Like,
but
he's so hot.
He also lays it down, and that's a part of their dynamic.
Oh, honey, the pipe is in
there's
and out
a reason
and back
why
in.
You're, like,
but it's
letting...
beyond the pipe, and that's why you stay.
Why you're paying...
Wait, hashtag beyond the pipe.
You're paying $2,200. He pays... Depends
six.
On the month.
Six. It's a hard six, yeah. Wait, this is so accurate. I'm obsessed.
Okay, Wheeler, I think you're
the
Alsatian.
You think I'm this one?
Because it's like there's...
Oh, wait, I feel like Miss Miss Troubled Desk?
Yeah, Troubled Desk.
A lot of mental illness.
I just feel like you have so many layers. And, you know, it's sharp on the front. You know, I'll say it. I was intimidated by you when I first met you. I was like, who's this cool, not sommelier? And then it's a creamy center.
Wow.
I definitely have a creamy center. I think that, like, there's obviously the difference between, like, how you want to be seen. Like, I think in my dream, I'm the peachy one that no one liked, but I like. Or I would be, like... the punk rock, but obviously I'm not la partouze.
You're not le partouze, but You're giving me a little more of the 50.
I'm not a field blend, and I think that that's something that I'm getting more comfortable with, is that, like, because I am a little crazy. You know?
Right, and you, yeah.
And this is, I think, the one that says that. Trouble desk girl
is a little crazy.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not a bunny girl, but, like, my essence could be.
I could see you having a bunny, absolutely.
My essence could be bunny girl.
But you stopped yourself from
being
bunny. Well,
actually, when I was a kid, my dad built a big cage for our bunnies because they kept getting scared to death.
Oh, so you had bunnies.
As a child.
So there we go. Okay. You're bunny.
You literally are a bunny girl.
You're bunny.
No, but, okay. a bunny as a child in the outdoors is different than a bunny in your house as an adult.
I agree.
Sure, but...
And also under the name of emotional support, like a bunny girl posts on Instagram saying, I would not be me without my bunny.
Right, and you're not there. Thank God, and you are stronger
than God,
that.
Thank God, yeah.
Yeah. So Lily, let's talk about you.
I mean...
I think I have my answer.
I know you're looking right at that magic hat label.
I'm looking right at the Lou 38.
I think the way that rolls off.
I
think
my
it's Lil 38.
Yeah, it's Lil 38. It just feels good.
Yeah.
You know? And it is.
That's a one way ticket to Lilyville right there. Sorry.
Because it's a little bit trippy. It is this kind of rocker, but it's like plus Vermont. It has this craft beer vibe. It's. On the border.
Bada bing, yeah. Bada boom.
Bada bing, bada boom. Lou 38. Yeah. Okay, so I would give the book.
I would give Tasting Five Wines literally five out of five wine bottles.
Yeah.
Like
five out of five wine puns.
Yeah. This is my favorite thing ever.
All I want to do is taste wines and talk about them.
Yeah.
You can have me back literally anytime. I love
it. I'm starting to rethink my entire career choices right now.
Well,
and
see,
I feel like you really figured it out.
What's a book club without a little wine? You know?
Ugh.
Amen.
End on that. Okay.
Thank you so much.
Should we cheers? Let's cheers.
And please plug the book.
The book is called Please Wait to Be Tasted, written by Carla Perez Gallardo and Hannah Black and myself. And it is a incredible journey through food, the restaurant, how we do things, wine. I have little things on all the little pages being like, this is a cool wine to think about. This is a little thing to know.
I love little ideas on different pages.
And at the restaurant, we do things called wine poems. There's a whole little page about that and how to make your own. And there's also a thing that I wrote about how to give love advice, because that's something that we have on the menu at Little Deb's Oasis. Love advice, $1 or free.
Okay, so you don't get most of this in your regular old cookbook, okay?
No.
This is a full journey.
Uh-uh.
So it's on sale now wherever books are sold, but again, Spotty Dog Books by Loco. Mm-hmm.
Or if you go directly to the source and suckle from the teat of Little Deb's Oasis, you can purchase it there.
In Hudson, New York.
Rent a car.
Rent a car. Take the train.
Rent a car.
All right. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Wheeler.
Thank you.
Best. Celebrity Book Club is presented by Prologue Projects. The show is produced by Benjamin Frisch with editorial support from Leon Nafok, Andrew Parsons, and Madeline Kaplan. Our production manager is Persia Verlin. Original theme song by Stephen Phillips Horst. Artwork by Teddy Blanks at Chips and Y. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram at CBC The Pod. Subscribe on your favorite podcast app. Leave us a review, please. I need them. And please don't forget to tell your friends and enemies about us. And don't forget, so much not forgetting, okay? Take the fish oil. Don't forget to go to patreon.com for access to the VIP lounge, our exclusive bonus podcast.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
As the number one audio company, iHeartMedia gives you access to all. Every audience, live conversations, trusted influencers, and the insights and data you need to grow. iHeartMedia is your access company. Go to iHeartResults.com for more.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart for a year, and what a year it has been. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Make Woke AF Daily your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.